Legends, what is going on? This is the Gym Boss Podcast, and today is a different episode because I'm recording this for you in my car right before I'm about to hit the gym because I didn't do one yesterday. Today is Tuesday, it is 5:59 in the a.m., and I was supposed to do one on Monday, and I didn't do it. And so it's actually probably something that aligns with the message of what we're talking about today, which is you got to focus on the little things. It's not always the big things that get you to where you want to get to. Like, nobody ever got anywhere by hitting home runs. But I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on that for you in a minute. But if this is your first time here, welcome. Got the morning coffee, just finished that. And if you're doing the same, awesome. If you're in the gym, if you're out walking the dog, or if you're driving the car, hey, it's nice to meet you. And for you guys that don't know me, I have an ad agency for gyms. Apologies, it's early. I haven't even done any stretches or anything. I have an ad agency for gym owners, and we help them get more leads, get more appointments, and ultimately get more clients and grow the business, grow the brand, you know, all that good stuff, so they can have more freedom, have more money to do the things that they want to do and be able to hire more staff, renovate the gyms, get a full gym, and then go and open up a second location, you know, all that sort of good stuff. And it all starts with the advertising and the appointment setting and the support that we provide for them. And if you want to go check out some more stuff on that, go to iwantgymleads.com. You can go over there, you can go check out what we do. And if you like it, you know, book in a time to chat with us so we can walk you through a live demonstration of our services and how it can help for you, and how we customize it for you. So for the episode for today, it's the little things. I can't remember the title I gave this thing. Can I see? No, I can't. It's the little things. So, they're like, this is what happens sometimes. And I'm speaking from personal experience. I remember I would have, periods of growth and I was like, yes, things are going well. Things are going really well. I have a good period of growth. And then over time, I would drop back down. And I'd have these like, yay, these mountains and these like valleys. So these peaks and these troughs. And I'd go through this flow. Like if you looked at it on a timeline, it would be like up and then down, up and then down. And it wasn't any one particular moment. Wasn't like, oh, then I discovered this thing and it was all like amazing. Like, it wasn't like that. It was after being frustrated. And I see this with, the reason why I bring this up is this morning with other conversations I've had in the past like week or so with potential new clients coming on board. So a lot of the stuff that I bring on the podcast is conversations on sales calls, conversations with current clients, or conversations with other peers in my network and stuff like that. So, and this has been a theme that's come up where it's like, we just don't have this consistent growth. We have this up and down, up and down, up and down. And I can't just put my finger on it. And I don't know why. And when we dive deeper, when we dig into it, it's not like, oh, I've got to change the strategy. It's not like, oh, this thing that I'm doing, it just like completely stopped working. It's more like we stopped doing the things that were working, if that makes sense. So with my own personal experience, back in the day, I'm talking 2013, 2014, I would have this good growth and then drop off. And I was like, why? Then I wrote down, looked through past journals. I was going past through, you know, old diary entries and, you know, on my calendar to see what aligned with the growth periods and what didn't. And it was really simple. It was when I was executing on the small stuff, like simple things like always running ads. Because some people think like running ads, and I was in the mindset back in 2013, 2014, when I was still like figuring it out, was it's an expense, but it wasn't. It was actually every time I stopped advertising, there would be a delay, but there would be, membership would start to drop off. Clients would start to drop off. And then I was literally like, maybe if I just advertise more frequently, more consistently, then we'll have more consistent growth. And you know what? It actually happened. That was one of the things. The other thing was like doing consistent follow-up, doing consistent outreach, doing consistent appointments, asking for referrals. Like, am I doing that? And then tracking those metrics on a daily and weekly basis. And so when it comes down to wins, track your stuff. This is something I've actually set up with my team. So we do a couple of strategies for us to be able to get new clients. One of them is paid advertising, obviously. Then we got a team member that's responsible for doing cold outreach, cultivating relationships with other gym owners over time. And there's metrics that you could do for that. How many new connections did you make? How many messages did you send? How many conversations did you start? How many appointments did you ask for? And you know, how many appointments did you get? So the last thing is like, how many appointments did you get? If you look at the big picture thing, like how many appointments did I get, and don't look at all the other little things, that's where it falls down. So you look at the key indicators of like, what am I doing? And if for you, you find like every time you post on social media, you get like at least one person messaging you saying, hey, cool, what's happening at your gym? I want to know more. Well, it makes sense to do more of that and to track it and to see how, if you do two a day, do you get two appointments a day? Now, I'm not saying that that's how it works, but I'm just using those numbers for an example. And so if you're like, cool, if I have a whole database of old clients and I know every time I message a portion of maybe every time I message, like say 40 people from my old database, I get at least one person booking in an appointment. Well, makes sense to do that every day if you've got a huge database, because then you can get just free money sitting right there. And so I want you to go away. The key takeaway for today is this. Nobody ever got to great success by hitting home runs. Not even Jordan, not even Kobe, not even any of the successful people in anything that you can think of. Like, athletes are a great example because they put in the work. They're a champion before they set foot on the court, before they set foot on the field, before they set foot into the competition day or the grand final day or whatever, because of all the work and the little things that they've put in the previous weeks, months, and years leading up to that moment. And so if we implement something for a small period of time, so here's just to wrap it up, like one last little piece here. If you go to wrap it up, and say, cool, I've done it for 3 days and I've not really got the result. Well, maybe that's not long enough. Just putting that out there. Maybe it's not long enough. Like losing weight. You can't eat clean for 3 days or stick to your macros for 3 days and then expect to drop the weight. It just doesn't happen. And logically, you know that. And sometimes your clients come to you and go, hey, I haven't lost any weight. What the hell? What's going on? And so it's a similar thing with business. Like, it takes time to accumulate these things. But look at the wins. Look at the stack, the daily wins of those little things, of those little metrics. All of those little metrics are important. And find out what they are and track them. Find out what they are, track them, and do it for long enough. Track the right things, obviously. Make sure that you're tracking the things, the inputs that you are doing, not just the outcomes. You want to track the inputs. And do it for long enough, guaranteed to get more results than if you didn't. That I can 100% guarantee to you, because if you have a meticulous, or not meticulous, even if you just have a method, like, it's not difficult to do. For example, sales is not difficult to do, to track this stuff. Like, how many phone calls did I make? How many people picked up the phone? How many conversations did I have? How many people did I pitch and ask for the sale or ask for the appointment? Those, like, that's just four things. And then you could track all those. Then you could maybe go back one, like, as well, like, if you wanted to track messages, if they didn't answer, how many text messages did you send out? You know, just pick some metrics. Track them for long enough and guaranteed you will actually see some more growth, some more wins in your business than if you didn't, because now you also have more data, you have more information, you know exactly what's going on, and you can make better decisions in your business as well. So I'm gonna wrap it up. It's been going for a little while now. It's 6:08. I need to get to the gym. Enough procrastination, Jimmy. Gotta get in there. Although I shouldn't be procrastinating, it's bench press day. Who doesn't love a bit of chest? Bit of chest day for the old gym dog. All right, legends. Till next time, this is Jimmy. Peace. And remember, I forgot to picture. What's a podcast without asking you to go check out my stuff? That's iwantgymleads.com. iwantgymleads.com. If you're a gym owner and you want help on the marketing side of things, where we actually run ads for you and we'll actually set the appointments for you, so you don't even need to be on the phone. Like, we do all the follow-up for you, set the appointments. All you need to do is worry about them sitting in front of you face-to-face. If that sounds appealing to you and you want to know how we could do it, and we can walk you through a live demonstration one-on-one. You'll actually be talking with me personally for these initial calls, so I could take you through the strategy and how we'll customize it for you. Go to iwantgymleads.com. iwantgymleads.com. Go check it out. See you next time. Peace.